budgets can be crucial when it comes to managing your personal finances. But the secret to getting your financial house in order doesn't just stop there. It includes a whole bunch of other factors: net worth, savings rate, investments, even your taxes. And there are lots of apps out there trying to bring it all together. One of them is called Banktivity, and it is a personal finance software for Mac devices that focuses on all these factors in what they would say is one easy app. The CEO and founder of IGG Software, the company behind Banktivity, is Ian Gillespie, and he joins us now from Ashland, Oregon. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce. How you doing?
What is Banktivity, and how does it work?
Banktivity is a personal finance app that connects all of your accounts into one place so that you can make smarter financial decisions.
There's lots who would have a similar, you know, unique selling proposition. Banks sometimes claim that they do that. We know that they don't, but they would sometimes claim that. Something like Mint would say that. Maybe, you know, some of the bookkeeping programs like Quicken would say that. What's different? What are you endeavoring to do that is different from what's already out there on the marketplace?
Well, first of all, we focus a lot on user experience. We have apps for the Mac, iPhone and iPad, and we've developed for those platforms because we love them and we feel like we can make the best software possible. And so we try and make it really easy for people to get the whole financial picture that they have, see everything in one place, and help them make those smarter decisions. Now, the other thing that really separates us from the competition is we have some really powerful features. Mint, you know, they have some basic investment reports that you can do. With Banktivity, you can look at your performance per lot if you're into investments. We calculate your ROI, your IRR. We help you with your capital gains when it comes time to preparing taxes. If you're not at that stage in life where you're, you know, really focusing on your investments and trying to understand how they're performing, we have an incredible budgeting tool that makes it really easy to make sure that you're putting your money to work for you and making sure that you're sort of getting the biggest bang for your buck, if you will.
One of the harsh realities for consumers in the financial services space is that they/we are deal with an extraordinary level of inertia when it comes to switching outside of the bank relationship that we know and may have known for decades. How do you do that? How do you prompt people to behave in a different way when, you know, the bank app's kind of good enough and I don't want to do anything?
You know, it's an interesting question. Personally, I haven't seen one of the bank apps that really has the type of power and flexibility that's in an app like Banktivity. You might be able to aggregate a couple of your accounts in some places, but they don't do a great job of letting you add some of the other assets that might not be tied with the bank. For example, if you wanted to track the value of your home, you can easily add an asset like that into Banktivity to really fill out the picture of your net worth, for example. We also have some great metrics like savings rate, right, which is a really key metric. And some people argue that is, if you had to boil all personal finance down to one metric, which one would you choose? Savings rate is right up there at the top. It basically tells you, are you saving money or are you going further into debt?
How does it calculate that? I mean, I agree that is a crucial metric, and I would say almost no one has an idea of what they would score on that front. How does the software allow us to have a number that we could look at?
Sure. Once you've added in all your accounts, it calculates it automatically for you, and it does that by looking at your income that comes in and looking at your expenses going out. And then it also detects which things are transfers, which don't have an effect on your savings rate. You know, if you take $100 from your checking and put it into a savings account, that's not affecting your savings rate. It's really about the money coming in and the money going out.
One of the big themes in fintech that's sort of been unfolding in the last year or so is the distinction between enablers and challengers of the incumbents, the legacy banks that have been around for a very long time. Where do you think Banktivity plays on that? And I know it's a false distinction. It is a permeable wall there. But using that as an idea, what would you say the role of your software is?
We don't give any advice to people about what sort of banks they want to use. or we currently don't give advice about where you want to go out and get a loan. There are some disruptors coming out trying to make it really easy to get home loans and make the whole process more simple. What we wanted, our focus is on once you've chosen where you want to bank with and how you want to bank, we want to make it easy for you to understand and see the whole picture of those decisions.
What do you think is different about the millennial generation as opposed to the generations that preceded them in terms of how they get a handle on their money and investing in particular?
Well, I'm just on the cusp past being a millennial. My wife is right on the cusp. Mm. I don't really like to speak out about what about the millennial generation too much, mainly because I feel like you can read just about anything. What I think has been most interesting is to see the importance of this generation in the news and the media, and seeing them now, they're coming into this time when it's time to start thinking about buying a house. They're getting married. They have kids. And they're really entering in what I see as sort of a different phase in your financial life, where it really starts to become a time where you really want to start accumulating wealth. You want to start thinking about, saving for a down payment for your house, saving for retirement, saving to help put your kids through college. Whatever it is, it's really a time to start focusing on building wealth.
One of the pieces on the budgeting front is sort of this notion of envelopes. They used to be paper. Now they are virtual. How does that functionality work?
So in Banktivity, we have what we call envelope budgeting. I'm a huge proponent of it. I think it's really, really effective. And what it allows you to do is Banktivity makes it easy to basically take the money. So this is, the money sitting in your checking account, the money sitting in your savings account. And then it allows you to put it into these virtual envelopes of where you plan to spend that money. So let's just say my checking account balance right now is $1,000. Well, I know later on this month I got to make a payment to my cell phone company to pay my cell phone bill. And I know I'm going to have to buy some groceries. And I know that my rent is going to be due coming up. And it allows you to distribute that $1,000 into these envelopes. And then as you spend, the balance of those envelopes go down and you can move money around between them, which is really important because you will have to end up moving money around. At some point, something comes up that you don't expect. You spend more than you planned on. Something will come up, and it's important to be able to move that money around. What I love about envelope budgeting is you're giving your money a plan. You don't spend and then go, oh, gosh, I spent so much and I'm reacting. It's like, no, this is how I'm planning on spending this money.
Right. Ian, thank you for your insight. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Ian Gillespie is the CEO and founder of IGG Software, the company behind Banktivity. Banktivity is available to Canadians. It connects with the big major banks here.